Today is, and I didn't know this before I came in the office, it's World Heritage Day, where some of the sites around the world deemed by the United Nations to be of huge cultural importance are celebrated. And today, to coincide with that celebration, a website is being launched called the Sonic Heritage Site. It aims to deepen our appreciation of those places and pieces of cultural heritage. Stuart Fowkes is the founder of the site.
Sonic Heritage is a project that we've launched for World Heritage Day, and it is the first and the deepest examination of the sounds of World Heritage sites and items of intangible heritage. So we've collected together from contributors around the world 270 of these World Heritage sounds from 68 countries, and it's just a huge variety of everything from the iconic monuments that you might think of, like Machu Picchu or the Eiffel Tower or the Great Wall of China, through to natural soundscapes, and then maybe some less expected sounds, like the sounds of transportation or work, or some of the cultural heritage sounds are really interesting, you know, things like textile weaving or agave cutting or dance and those sorts of things.
And that's what you mean by intangible heritage.
Exactly. So intangible heritage is a practice that is deemed culturally significant but isn't a physical space. So that can be anything from working practices to dance to song to, you know, those sorts of things.
And here is a bit of that. This is some fado in Portugal. Some wonderful sound. Actually, it's interesting because it sounds like that's quite a flavoursome place that you've recorded. It's quite echoey. But tell me about the choices about where you decided to record stuff.
So I recorded that one myself. So the sounds are a combination of being a crowdsourced from anyone that could send, anyone that had those sounds could send them in. And I also did a few recording trips myself to places like Tallinn or Budapest or all around London. And in this case, in Coimbra in Portugal, to record the sounds of fado. So fado is an urban popular song of Portugal. There are various variants of it. So the Lisbon version is different from the Coimbra version. And what I found interesting about the Coimbra version is a lot of the songs are related to love. The songs are all about love and loss and longing. But in Coimbra, they're often about love and attachment to the city itself. So it's really interesting to hear this musical practice, which is really about how this is contributing to a sense of identity and a sense of connection to the city itself.
I mean, that is an obvious way in which your website, your repository of this sonic archive could work, that there's you recording something that is a piece of intangible heritage. It's a bit more difficult to think about how it works with places like, you mentioned, the Great Wall in China or the Sistine Chapel. So that's the Sistine Chapel. The sound of hubbub. Tell me what led to that.
Obviously, we all know what the Sistine Chapel looks like. We can all conjure up this postcard-like image of, usually the ceiling, and you would imagine it to be a place of extremely quiet reverence as we all kind of gaze up at Michelangelo's works in collective wonder, which obviously it is, but at the same time, you have attendants there whose job it is to shout silencio, silence, in various languages. Everyone will drop into silence, and then what will happen is one person will start whispering, two or three people will start whispering, the whispers will turn into mutters, and before you know it, you've got this cacophony of just general talking noise that fills the entire space, and then the attendant shouts silencio again. So what happens is there's this sonic pattern that repeats through the day of peaks and troughs and dips of and fallings of noise. So I found it to be a really interesting sonic experience. It's an example of where the recording really helps you to feel like what it is like to be in the space, yeah, as opposed to the image that you're more familiar with.
Yeah. And I think we can finish with one of the most glorious sounds of all, which is a dawn chorus. Tell me where you recorded that.
So I didn't record that. This was recorded by an artist called Janina Castro from New Zealand. So that is from Okarito. It is a dawn chorus after 2 days of hard rain, and it's in the Te Wahipounamu region. That's a sacred place to the Maori people. There's all kinds of world-building legends about how that part of the world came into being in the first place. And I think that's another kind of aim of the project, just to help people think about what the same space might mean to different groups of people.
Lovely stuff. Founder of the Sonic Heritage site, Stuart Fowkes. Citiesandmemories.com if you want more of that.